Chris, can you get me a milk, please? Could you get me a fruit pie and cream? And not a corner piece.
I'd like some tea, please.
I'd like some pie and not the crust.
I don't care what bit I get.
One without the crust.
Rick, are you doing a rundown from D to the B before the actual singing starts in the middle eight? Da da da. Aren't you doing that one?
Should I do it?
Yes. That's the one.
And no crust.
Could I have an apple pie without a crust? Just a middle piece. Have you got any middle pieces? What is? I've only got the round apple pies now, Nick. What do you want to do about it?
Go on.
Go with Ranger St. Joseph Lockwood.
Do you want one?
No, thank you, Chris.
No, thank you.
Tea.
Rather none than
tea.
A round one.
Or tea.
Chris, tea.
Would you say that you've made a lot of money working with the Floyd?
Depends who you compare it to. Really?
Well, to say, before working with them, yourself.
Oh, yeah. Before working with them, I was, on a very, very paltry sort of amount of earnings. I mean, breadline. Breadline and less.
When the great economic collapse happens, it's going to happen right across the board. I don't think rock and roll will go first. I mean, the market at the moment in rock and roll is expanding at a phenomenal rate. People are constantly saying, you know, rock's dying. You know, every 6 months somebody says it with enormous conviction. It's not going to happen.
Unfortunately, really, we mark a sort of era. I mean, we're in danger of becoming a relic of the past. And for some people, we represent their childhood of 1967. I mean, the Underground in London, the free concert in Hyde Park and so on.
It's an image we'd like to dispel. I think it was very heavy a few years ago, but it's not so bad since, but I still think that most people think of us as a very drug-orientated group.
Mm. And are you trying to shake this image off?
Well, we're not exactly to... it's not that we're trying to shake an image off, but we're doing other things. Because we want to do other things.